Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
This is the Hour One Nugget. Today we're looking at God's love. And today, indeed, we are looking at Psalm 139. This is an awesome psalm. I was just looking just now at some of the commentaries, and they're very, what I would put, religious. Yet this is a prayer. There's nothing religious about this. This is David talking to his daddy. He says this, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out even before a single day had passed. How precious are you, your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting light. Stunning, isn't it? It's absolutely stunning. And as I read that just now, that was my prayer. That is what I was praying. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. That happened to me some months ago, 5 months ago or so. I prayed a prayer here on Worship Radio 247, and it changed my life. I said, Lord, shine your torch into the darkest recesses of my heart and my soul, and reveal that which you don't like, so that I can become closer and closer to you. I prayed this prayer, beloved. But I prayed it almost with no faith, not thinking that God would do that. I don't know why. But that's exactly what he did, and he changed my life. changed my life. Certain areas of my life wasn't right, and he needed to sort that out. My whole life needed tweaking, if you will. And that's my prayer for you. God loves us that much that everything I have just stated in Psalm 139 is so important in our lives. In my life, in your life, it's vital. Verse 11 and verse 12 struck me even more today. It says, I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. Beloved, whatever you do in your life, whatever we do in our lives, cannot be hidden from Almighty God. The psalmist here is just stating what happens in his life, in David's life. This is what happens every single day. God will not let him go. He is there the entire time. He made him. But he's there the entire time with you. And he made you. Even in the darkness, even in the dark recesses of your heart, God still sees it. Nothing about your life or your thought process, nothing, beloved, is hidden from Almighty God. Nothing. Nothing, not one thing is hidden from Almighty God. You can't hide anything at all. And my point to you is this, if that's the case, why bother? Why bother? There is nothing like a wonderful relationship with the living God. Nothing quite like that relationship between child and father. Because my Almighty God is my Heavenly Father, and He is perfect in every way. There are no faults or flaws in Him. Everything to Him is light, perfect light. Yet oftentimes we live in darkness, a darkness that we think we can hide. We think we can hide from that torch that shines down on our lives. We're convinced of it. But we can't. Even in the darkness, God's light shines. Whether you want it or not, whether you want that to happen or not, whether you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are a Christian, if you will, or not, it makes no difference. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God has made you. He has knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. He has counted the hairs on your head. Beloved, just know this. Whether you believe it or whether you don't, it's the truth. He loves you so much that he sent his son into this world 2,000 years ago to die for you, to die on that cross at Calvary. That is his love for you, and we still cannot comprehend it. It is impossible for us to understand that. The final part of Psalm 139 again completes this prayer. And what I want to do is I want to read this out slowly. I'll read it first of all, and I want you to hear it. And then I want you to repeat the words with me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. That pathway I talk about, going up Mount Zion, cutting down the weeds, cutting down the trees, the thorns, the brambles, so that we can reach the zenith, we can reach the very top of Mount Zion. Say these words with me. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts, and know my heart. Test me. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. That prayer, I believe, will set you free. I believe if you have said those words, your life is about to change. Your life is about to be completely different. And for this, I give glory to Almighty God. Amen and amen.